Now that I'm older and more mature, I realize that that was very unhealthy for, you know, as a child.
Right.
And so that's one reason why I feel like the girls are coming out now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you're right, because I have to put myself in those shoes. I didn't tell as a victim. Of course, again, I am a survivor of sexual assault, sexual abuse. I didn't tell at a young age. I didn't tell anyone.
You didn't?
I did not tell anyone until I was 39. Well, an adult in my
why
family.
Why didn't you tell?
I felt that it would be my fault or that they wouldn't believe me for a lot of reasons, you know. And, you know, we're raised on this thing, black families, what happened in my house, stay in my house.
Right. Our business is our business.
Yeah, and so we're really told at a young age, don't go back and tell what happens in the house. Because most of us saw abuse in our home before we left outside of the home.
Yeah, but we thought it was normal because it happened in our home and nobody corrected us.
Yeah.
We didn't know any different. Right. So let me ask you this about your sexual abuse. Were you, you said you didn't tell because you felt like it was going to be your fault, but were you getting any type of benefits from it?
Not as a young girl when it happened from a family member, no. But as I got older, I was probably in high school and the person would hand me money, give me extra money and stuff, you know. And I remember one time in particular, we had a Beaumont fair, and we were at the fair, and my mom, I was buying stuff, you know, had my little money. And even though I felt bad about what was happening, for a young girl to have that kind of money, I got excited.
Yeah, so thinking it was R. Kelly.
Yeah, R. Kelly money. Right. Girl, right. Mm-hmm. So then I understand it. And you just have to really, actually, you have to be in those shoes to understand what a child would go through and what their how their mind would think.
Right.
But I didn't go looking for it. They went to it.
Yeah, they went to it because we in a whole like culture though.
Yeah, they went to it and so
that money.
Yeah, so yeah, but it's crazy, girl. It's so crazy.
They went to it. They went. First of all, he came to him and they obliged. They didn't go looking for him. He went looking for them. And when he approached them, of course they accommodate because it's R. Kelly.
Right. Now, this is when you say he approached them. Now, I believe that it wasn't just a cult. I think it was human trafficking. And the reason why I say human trafficking is because when you have young girls being shipped to older men for their pleasures or whatever they do, it was the security that went to the girl and got the girls and brought them back to R. Kelly. He never approached anyone.
No, he didn't.
He sent the number by security.
Well,
he always passed the number.
One girl said at the mall, in her hand. Well, when you say human trafficking, that also means that he was sending them or selling them for somebody else, but they were for his pleasure and nobody else. Well, you're saying his team will go get them and bring them in.
Yeah. So it's not just R. Kelly. It's the whole team.
Us, the whole team. Yeah. And with that being said, I do feel like the whole team should be held accountable for it.
Should be held accountable. R. Kelly and his team.
Right.
At least the adult members. Yeah. Now, today on the news, I saw where they've been wanting to talk to one of his daughters. She made a comment.
I saw that.
She made a statement. And her statement was that, hey, I've been knowing this guy. The person that y'all
lived in a house with him.
Right. I lived in a house with him for years, saw what he did. So if the kids saw it, don't you think that the mother saw it too?
Of course the mother saw it. But the mother had a certain lifestyle that she didn't want to let go. R. Kelly was probably paying for the household, even though he wasn't giving her a lot of money. Is this Andrea?
She was being provided for. Andrea's daughter.
Yeah, this is Andrea's daughter. Yeah, she was being provided for.
Let's say alleged, because nobody has seen her. This is just through media outlets saying this is what she said. I didn't actually see her say this herself, but it was a statement that, you know, went across the news.
About the daughter? Yeah, TMZ has it recorded, because I saw it on TMZ on the computer. So she actually did say that.
She did. Okay. Wow, it's crazy. And then you have his brother who's now speaking. Now, let me just say this.
So, I haven't seen anything about the brother since the documentary. So, what is he saying?
The brother went
on prison brother or the baby brother?
The baby brother. Mm-hmm. Prison brother's still in prison and need to stay in prison.
Okay.
Girl, in prison.
You saw what he said.
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
My brother, everybody has a preference. My brother just happened to like younger women. What's wrong with that?
I like older women. You sick. You
Your brother like children.
Yes.
Okay.
Your brother like children.
Yeah, cell block G. Spin number 05217. Stay right there.
That goes right back to what we were talking about, the pedophiles too. And they're trying to make that a sexual preference and not illegal.
And they're making it a sickness, an illness.
No, they say it's not an illness. It's a sexual preference. So they wanted to fall under the LGBT community.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you know the LGBT community runs the world.
They run everything.
Yeah,
they do. They run the world. Yeah. Not Beyonce. Don't get it twisted. LGBT.
Women don't rule the world.
No.
LGBT.
They rule it.
Yeah.
So he did the interview with Unwind, the same one I sent you with.
She's good.
She does the podcast.
The brother
she's
did.
Good. He went on mm-hmm. with her, mm-hmm. and he goes into saying that the sisters who molested them and mm-hmm. went into detail about what she made him do. She told
Eat
me
her
lick ass hard and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. But the older sister.
Yeah, the older sister.
I wonder where is she right now.
I haven't. That's what I was wondering. Why she hadn't said anything.
Right. Okay. Continue.
But at the time. So he goes into talking about some years ago, said that R. Kelly was a pedophile. Now, the brother in prison say, why he talking? He shouldn't have said a word. But I have to say this. I ain't telling on my sister.
Yeah.
On my sister.
Yeah. Well, he's probably getting paid.
Boom. Getting paid. After all these years, my biggest concern with this is now is everybody say let's not listen to his music. But y'all knew he was with Sparkle's niece, and y'all know he married Aaliyah at
17 years ago.
Boom. Why we didn't stop listening?
But it was hush hush then.
But we didn't stop listening to his music.
You know why
then.
We didn't stop listening? Because the white people behind it didn't force us to stop listening to it either. They have a whole campaign called Mute
R. Kelly.
And that's the white people who's doing that. If the white people
speak
had a push, yes, honey, holy water. If the white people would have pushed it back then to stop, we would have stopped. He pissed somebody off on the top of the line.
It's time for him to
come
down.
And they're exploiting him.
It's time for him to have a seat.
Social assassination is what they're doing to him.
That's it. That's it. And if we aren't aware of that at this point, we are just asleep and lost as
a lot of us
ever before.
Now, don't get us wrong, everybody out there. What he did was very wrong.
It's wrong.
We're not commending it at all.
At all.
But what we are saying is,
why not 17 years ago
when
you knew he was almost 30 and married a 15-year-old girl and impregnated her? Okay? But nobody said anything when he did that to
Aaliyah. With falsified documents.
Right.
Let's not forget
falsified
that part.
Documents.
Yeah.
Knew he did it. What's the difference today? That's my only point I'm making. Because Aaliyah was 15 and the other little Sparkle, allegedly, that never come, you know, he wasn't proven guilty.
Her parents was paid off. Only I heard.
She was
allegedly.
15 or younger.
14.
She was 13.
You
when
talking, who are we talking about?
Sparkle's
14.
Niece.
Well, she was 12 when he actually
introduced
and also started fondling with her.
But when he pissed on her in the video.
She was 14.
Now, we didn't watch the video with him pissing on a young girl.
I saw the video.
Me too.
Yes.
But I didn't stop listening to his music. Matter of fact, bought a ticket and went to his concert some years later after he got off.
Yeah. Honestly, I love R. Kelly. I love R. Kelly. I don't like Rob. Let's
not
say that.
Right. We love R. Kelly over here. Holy water help. I love R. Kelly, the musician.
The musician.
But we do not like Robert or Rob.
We don't like Robert
the
Kelly.
The pedophile.
The
demon.
The sick man. The crazy. The gay boy.
The raper.
We don't like him. The raper.
All of that stuff.
We don't like him because there is a point where you have to separate his music from his personal life. You know what I'm saying? He is a lyrical genius.
He
makes great music for all of us. With that being said, that's where we as a culture get capitalized and starstruck.
Right.
To where we don't even want to see him doing any wrong.
Yeah.
And we like, he can't do that. He didn't do that. But he really, really did. But at the end of the day, he is a great musician.
He is. And back to what you say, we as a culture. That's like with these pastors. We can't believe. No, they didn't do that. But they doing.
We blindsided to them.
Yeah.
We don't want to see it. We put them on a pedestal as if they're invincible. And they can do no wrong.
But
really,
they
put one leg. What did it say? Put
one
pants and leg
on
like we do.
Yeah.
Just like we do.
Right.
So, I mean, so are we wrong as a culture? Is it us or is it them?
It's us. It's us.
We need to wake
up. Another thing, they want to somehow, you know, pedophilia, pedophile, rape, molestation, sleeping with young girls. They want to make it a black thing. You notice that.
But it started in the white community.
It started in the white community. Long time ago. So I say this. Yeah, mute R. Kelly. Sitting in a prison, make him pay for his crimes, whatever he did. But the masters that raped our ancestors, all those people that had women against their will, we need to go back and get all of them too.
Yeah.
When we gonna go get them?
Yeah, they're not because they're white. But like you said, holy water, all this pedophilia, molestation, that's an act that we never indulged in.
Never. It was not a part of our culture at all.
And now that we're doing it, we're being just like them, and it's okay.
It's okay. And someone asked me today at the salon,
it's not okay, but they feel like it's okay. Because they want us to do those type of things.
They want us to do it. Why do we do these things? I said, this is why we do things. Everything we do is learned behavior.
Absolutely.
Because if you take it back to the beginning, this is not a part of us. We do, none of this stuff exists with
our
culture.
It's not a part of our culture.
It's not.
No.
But when a person doesn't know who they are, then you take on the characteristics of your master. So, raping, sleeping with young women, oh, this started with the white man.
With the white man, yeah.
From 400 years ago.
Thousands of years ago. You're
okay.
Right. Yeah.
You got a big statue of Sam Houston right now on the way. You can't go to Livingston up to the prison or the college and not see these statues.
No.
These monuments of slave
white,
masters.
These slave masters that raped our women.
Raped our
black, our ancestors, our grandmother, our great-great-grandmother.
At 10, 11, 12, yeah. 13 years old and was pregnant with three and four kids.
Yeah.
Come on now. But okay, we're going to bring it on back because everybody don't want to go on that. That's a whole nother
podcast. Absolutely.
So,
but back to R. Kelly, you know. So how do you feel about the whole, I mean, I know we're talking about the whole situation. My question is to you, how do you feel? Will you still buy R. Kelly's music? How do you feel about R. Kelly personally?
Okay, it's hard because, no, I won't buy his music.
Okay.
I won't go to a concert.
Right.
But I will play it on the Pandora.
Right. But you know he's still getting paid.
Okay. Well, if he gonna get paid.
Matter of fact, hold that thought, holy water. You know, of course, his streams has gone up since this.
Because everybody listens.
And his downloads have gone up, too, because they're downloading.
Well, I think what people are trying to figure out is, can I hear something about what he did in his music? Because they did allude to the fact that in the documentary.
About
it. That everything he did, he made a song about.
He did.
As he did certain things.
So they're trying to hear the story behind the music.
Behind the music.
That makes sense.
So that's what's happening.
AJ ain't nothing but a number. Your body's tired.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Right. 12 play.
12 play.
You look like you're ready.
You look like you're ready.
Who ready?
And who in the closet?
Right.
Who first in the closet? Now he gay. So let's talk about that.
Oh, yes.
So we saw the document. So we saw the documentary, and after that, y'all, we do a lot of research. Holy Water and Hellfire.
Right.
We do. So we find a podcast, Unwind. Unwind, holla at us. Hey, girl, I think you're doing a wonderful
job. Yeah, she is awesome. I love her.
So she does this interview with one of the alleged victims. We won't call her name. But what she did say, the alleged victim said that R. Kelly, at 16, allegedly, she said he wanted her to put a dildo in his butt.
A 9-inch dildo,
and
y'all.
And she asked, was it a butt plug? Was it a regular? She said, no, it was a regular dildo.
9 inches.
9 inches. With no lube.
With no lube.
And that's what he wanted her to do.
She said, he said, here, put it in. And she said, put it in where? Because she was fully clothed, right?
She was fully clothed, right. She was 16.
She said he pulled his pants down, dropped them to his ankles, laid on his back.
Yes.
Cocked his leg up and said, put it in here.
And she put it in.
She said, right there.
And also, with no lube.
With no lube.
And it went in with no problem. Now let me.
Slippity slide.
Now let me tell y'all something. Here I am, a grown woman, okay?
All the way grown.
And I don't care how sage you are, if you're real sage, the two sage, it's time for you to hang up, okay?
Right. Don't, because it's real life.
At some point in our lives, we have tried to do the back door.
We have tried.
But honey, let me tell
my
you.
My back door
don't
open.
You can keep on doctors, but you can't get in. And
my
if you
back
do.
My back got a padlock, y'all. I'm sorry.
I tried it twice.
This ain't about us. Don't get too big.
I tried it twice. But what I'm saying is, if you can take a 9-inch dildo with no lube.
Oh, my God.
My grandmother told me, my grandmother just had this thing where she said when guys have sex with men, you know, of course, we know, and I just know now from research, that it messes up the muscle.
It breaks the muscle.
Anus.
Yeah.
Girl, they
that's not
ain't no muscle there. The muscle gone. And that takes multiple times of having sex in that part of your body for that to happen.
With that being said, he probably can't even hold his shit.
Girl can't. He probably wearing the pen.
He
right
has
around
to.
With diapers. His muscle has to be totally messed gone.
He has no muscle.
And so when she asked the question, she asked the girl that she was interviewing, she said, well, do you think he's gay or bisexual? And she said, he's gay.
full-fledged gay.
How do you know? Because he's only happy with men. He's happy. He treats them better. He treats women like slaves. He's irritated, angry, upset around them. But rightfully so, because it was a woman
that molested him. The very first time.
And now, you know what that is? It's misdirected anger.
Yeah, it's misdirected anger. Yeah. I definitely agree.
Yeah.
So it's more on the women than men. Yeah.
He hates women.
And she's absolutely right, Holy Water. She did say, when men around, he's very happy. He's joking. He's smiling. And when they leave, he's mean. He's evil. He's a big monster. She says he even buys men gifts and things like that. And she also said that the only way he can come
is to have it in his rectum.
Is to have something in his rectum. He cannot come regular intercourse with a female. He has to have an object, a dildo, or something inserted in his rectum for him to have an orgasm.
Okay. Now, if that's what he likes, then that's what he likes. The whole world gay now. So, why would he... And I'm just saying, if you're gay, and it's so easy to come out now, right? It's so easy for people to be gay. Back then, it used to be so a hidden thing.
That's because they put it on the forefront now because they run the world.
So why wouldn't he just come out and go and get with a man? Allegedly, he's been going with this guy, Clyde.
Right, Clyde.
Who shut his Instagram down. It down because they outed him.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did the girl... Did the girl say she slept with Clyde too?
No, she didn't answer that. She asked the question, did he sleep with Clyde? Because she said, remember, Clyde gave him oral in front of her.
She said,
did he sleep with him? She said, you got to buy the book. Now, that's what Miss
But Mia. Did she date Clyde? Because she said she used to talk to Clyde.
And Clyde and someone introduced her to Kelly.
Right.
Or Kelly kind of way.
Within that twine.
Yeah, so Clyde out there searching for people too. He part of the human trafficking. I mean, I just think everybody was under the R. Kelly spell.
Yeah, it's easy to be under R. Kelly spell. It's easy to be under any star spell. And you know what, Paula Water, you don't even have to be a star. You can be a dope dealer with a bunch of money and under their spell.
They broke with spells.
They broke right now, but
girl,
back in the day.
I've been under a broke spell.
Okay? Because you... Let's be real. A spell is a spell.
A spell is a spell.
Whether it's money or no money at
all.
Right. I've
been under a spell with a brother that had no money. See, that's how cool
it is. But he captured your heart, though.
Yeah, girl, but girl.
My spell with Ned Bro, but I was under a little spell.
With a little money. He had no R. Kelly money.
A little spell.
But women can be easily manipulated.
Yeah. Yeah, you ain't got to have
you
money.
You pull the heartstrings. You don't have to have money.
Yeah,
you know?
They pull on our emotions.
Yeah, and it's a lot of women out there saying, how could they do this? Ask yourself how you still with your husband right now or with your man.
Yeah, who you taking care of?
Who you taking care of?
Don't come home at night.
And
exactly.
Don't come home. I got multiple women. You know
that's
we done
a spell
cheated,
too.
But you don't leave. You in a cult.
Yeah, you in a cult. You caught up in a cult. You in the spell. You under spell.
We
however
under
you
spells.
Want to put it.
And
you
so...
Know? You still
it
caught
can
up.
Happen. Now, this is the other team. Michelle, did you see her? Michelle.
No, I saw it, but I didn't see it. I saw it on YouTube, and I was gonna talk about it. What did she have to say?
Well, K. Michelle, remember, years ago, K. Michelle said two people had violated her. One of them was her producer boyfriend.
That beat her.
Nobody believed her. And then it was R. Kelly.
Oh, wow.
Yes, R. Kelly. And remember... During that time when she was going through all that stuff with R. Kelly, they thought she was crazy. Mm-hmm. But what she said is, what you see is not what it is.
No, it's not.
It's an illusion. And if you go against the grain, the higher people, or the people that be, the higher ups, they can damage you in this industry.
They will blackmail you.
They will blackball you.
That's what they're doing to R. Kelly right now.
Blackball you whenever they feel like it. And so they did that to her. And they made her crazy. They made her hard to work with. But she said, R. Kelly told her, ain't nobody going to ever want you but either Michael Jackson or Prince.
Why he said that?
And that's what she was like. They asked her on the show, why did he say that? She was like, I don't know. And then she told him, and they my friends. R. Kelly said that. So was he trying to say that? What he trying to say?
I know. I don't get it.
It didn't make no sense, but she wouldn't go all the way into it. And she came off that show and she did an Instagram post. Hey, K. Michelle, I appreciate your journey, girl. But she did
I like K.
I love her journey. I mean, she was a black girl that was broken.
Yeah.
Abused.
Broken to pieces.
Beat down.
Used and abused. Yeah.
And nobody would listen to her.
With a wonderful voice.
And everything that she said then is coming out. By other people putting it out. But it's nothing wrong with that girl. She just
she
decided.
She do have a goddamn. The bitch is kind of. Okay, I love you. Don't get me wrong.
She called a cuckoo.
Your ass is crazy, though.
She'll look
she cuckoo. Pop out for nothing. But
after
but, yeah.
going through everything
she's,
she went through.
She's real and honest.
Yeah.
I love that.
You
yeah.
would, who wouldn't be? So she did say that at this time, she will not speak on R. Kelly. She hates what he did to them. She will support the other girls because she understands what that feels like to go through something like that. She wanted them to know that she was there for them. She would reach out to them or they could reach out to her. But at this time, all she wants for R. Kelly to do is get some help. Rob.
Right.
She called him Rob.
Get some help.
Get some help. And she was going to pray for him because we all need to be prayed or delivered from something.
Right, we do.
And that was just a good statement.
Yeah. And I want to say, too, Holy Water, not to interrupt you, but from Holy Water and Hellfire, and you can say your part, too, we sympathize and we apologize for all you victims who have been molested
yes.
and hurt
yeah.
by R. Kelly. By no means that we condemn this. I cannot stand.
Condone. We don't condone.
Yeah, we don't condone, yes. exactly. I don't want any woman to have to deal with any type of molestation or pedophilia.
Any type of abuse, because they even
abuse
said abuse.
All.
He hit them.
So we apologize from
yes.
Holy Water and Hellfire. We
yes.
apologize
we
for R. Kelly.
Sincerely
to
apologize.
To each and every one of you.
Yeah, and you know, some people would say, you know, how do y'all take this and talk about it? Well, that's what we do.
Right.
It's Can We Talk. It's a
right.
podcast. That's what
right.
we do. We talk about the hot topics. They're talking about it on every station.
It's just a conversation.
We're talking about it at church, on the job,
yeah.
in the barbershop.
The kids are talking about
it. I went to Enterprise Rent-A-Car the other day. They were talking about it. We were just talking.
But yeah.
So, yeah.
And also, that's social media manipulated, too, to get us all talking about it. To really redirect us on what's really going on with y'all president.
Not just the president, the governor Buck.
The governor Buck.
Two boys and died
dead
in his house.
Pastor John Gray.
Pastor John Gray and the Harvey, what's his name?
Who's
the
it?
Actor. They just dropped the charges.
The one who molested
the girl,
the lady, yeah.
Yes, and he done did all this stuff and they done dropped his charges.
How did they even drop his charges?
We don't know. Ain't nobody paying attention. But I'm researching to find out. So I'm going to stay tuned to
right,
all of
stay
that.
Tuned to all
but
of
see,
that.
That's what they do.
But it's to deflect what's
it's
really
deflect.
Going deflect us on what's really going on in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what about the two dead boys in the
two dead black boys.
Black boys.
In the white man's
yes,
house.
Black boys.
In the white man's house. The governor.
The governor. Yes. So, anyway, y'all.
That's another topic. Another podcast.
I guess right now we'll go ahead and end this podcast unless, you know, Hellfire, you want to say something else. But I do, as a sexual assault victim, I'm not a victim. I'm a survivor now.
Right.
But as a survivor, I would like to say to all of you women, even if you or have not been, if it wasn't R. Kelly that did abuse you, if you are in a situation like that or going through something or have been through something like that, get you some help. Tell somebody. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid. The Me Too movement is real. Hashtag Me Too. There's all types of helps and 1-800 numbers that you can call. And I just pray and hope that you guys can get your healing.
Right, and this is Hellfire, you guys, and I want to say, I just piggyback on what Holy Water said, you know, like she said, get you some help. If it doesn't feel right, it's not right.
Yeah.
Don't let the money make you a victim to this unhealthy relationship. Money is power, but money is not everything. So if you feel like you're in a situation where you've been abused and used, please, please call somebody and get some help. And girls, if you're still out there with R. Kelly, whoever you are, because I know some of you are still there, go home. Call your mom. Call your dad. Just leave. It's okay. It's okay. Just
yes.
leave.
Yes. All right, y'all. We're signing off. This is Holy Water.
And this is Hellfire.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now that I'm older and more mature, I realize that was very unhealthy for, you know, as a child.
Right.
And so that's one reason why I feel like the girls are coming out now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you're right, because I have to put myself in those shoes. I didn't tell as a victim. Of course, again, I am a survivor of sexual assault, sexual abuse. I didn't tell at a young age. I didn't tell anyone.
You didn't?
I did not tell anyone until I was 39. Well, an adult in my
why
family.
Why didn't you tell?
I felt that it would be my fault or that they wouldn't believe me. for a lot of reasons, you know. And you know, we're raised on this thing, black families. Mm-hmm. What happened in my house, stay in my house.
Right. Our business is our business.
Yeah, and so we're really told at a young age, don't go back and tell what happens in the house. Because most of us saw abuse in our home before we left outside of the home.
Yeah, but we thought it was normal because it happened in our home and nobody corrected us.
Yeah.
We didn't know any different. So let me ask you this about your sexual abuse. Were you, you said you didn't tell because you felt like it was going to be your fault. But were you getting any type of benefits from it?
Not as a young girl when it happened from a family member, no. But as I got older, I was probably in high school, and the person would hand me money, give me extra money and stuff, you know. And I remember one time in particular, we had a Beaumont fair, and we were at the fair, and my mom, I was buying stuff, you know, had my little money. And even though I felt bad about what was happening, for a young girl to have that kind of money, I got excited.
Yeah, so thinking it was R. Kelly.
Yeah, R. Kelly money. Right. Girl, right. Mm-hmm. So then I understand it. And you just have to really... Actually, you have to be in those shoes to understand what a child would go through and what their how their mind would think.
Right.
But I didn't go looking for it. They went to it.
Yeah. Yeah, they went to it because we in a whole like culture, though.
Yeah, they went to it. And so they,
money.
Yeah, so, yeah, but it's crazy, girl. It's so crazy.
They went to it. They went, first of all, he came to him and they obliged. They didn't go looking for him. He went looking for them. And when he approached them, of course, they accommodate because it's R. Kelly.
Right. Now, this is when you say he approached them. Now, I believe that it wasn't just a cult. I think it was human trafficking. And the reason why I say human trafficking is because when you have young girls being shipped to older men for their pleasures or whatever they do, it was the security that went to the girl and got the girls and brought them back to R. Kelly. He never approached anyone.
No, he didn't.
He sent the number by security.
Well,
he always passed the number. One girl said at the mall, slipped it in her hand.
Yeah. Well, when you say human trafficking, that also means that he was sending them or selling them for somebody else, but they were for his pleasure and nobody else. Well, you saying his team will go get them and bring them in.
Yeah. So it's not just R. Kelly, it's the whole team.
Yeah. And with that being said, I do feel like the whole team should be held accountable for it.
Should be held accountable. R. Kelly and his team.
Right.
At least the adult members. Yeah. Now, today on the news, I saw where they've been wanting to talk to one of his daughters. She made a comment.
I saw that.
She made a statement. And her statement was that, hey, I've been knowing this guy. The person that y'all
lived in a house with him.
Right. I lived in a house with him for years, saw what he did. So if the kid saw it, don't you think that the mother saw it too?
Of course the mother saw it. But the mother had a certain lifestyle that she didn't want to let go. R. Kelly was probably paying for the household, even though he wasn't giving her a lot of money. Is this Andrea?
She was being provided for. Andrea's daughter.
Yeah, this is Andrea's daughter. Yeah, she was being provided for.
Let's say alleged, because nobody has seen her. This is just through media outlets saying this is what she said. I didn't actually see her say this herself, but it was a statement that, you know, went across the news.
About the daughter. Yeah, TMZ has it recorded because I saw it on TMZ on the computer. So she actually did say that.
She did. Okay. Wow, it's crazy. And then you have his brother who's now speaking. Now, let me just say this.
So, I haven't seen anything about the brother since the documentary. So, what is he saying?
The brother,
the prison brother, or the baby brother?
The baby brother. Mm-hmm. Prison brother still in prison and need to stay in prison.
Okay.
Girl, he prison.
You saw what he said.
I don't see nothing wrong with
my brother. Everybody has a preference. My brother just happened to like younger women. What's wrong with that?
I like older women. You sick. You
your
need
brother
to stay
like
on
children.
Yes.
Okay.
Your brother like children.
Yeah, cell block G. Spin number 05217. Stay right there.
That goes right back to what we were talking about, the pedophiles too. And they're trying to make that a sexual preference and not illegal.
And they're making it a sickness, an illness.
No, they say it's not an illness. It's a sexual
preference.
So they wanted to fall under the LGBT community.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you know the LGBT community runs the world.
They
much.
Run everything.
Yeah, they do.
They run the world. Yeah. Not Beyonce. Don't get it twisted. LGBT.
Women don't rule the world.
No.
LGBT.
They rule it.
Yeah.
So he did the interview with Unwind, the same one I sent you with.
She's good.
She's good. She got a little podcast.
The brother
she's
did.
Good. He went on with her, and he goes into saying that the sisters who molested them and went into detail about what she made him do. She told
Eat
me
her
mixed ass, hard, and all this stuff. But
the older sister.
Yeah, the older sister.
I wonder where is she right now.
I haven't. That's what I was wondering. Why she hadn't said anything.
Right. Okay.
But at the time. So he goes into talking about some years ago, said that R. Kelly was a pedophile. Now, the brother in prison say, why he talking? He shouldn't have said a word. But I have to say this. I ain't telling on my sister.
Yeah.
I ain't telling on my sister.
Yeah. Well, he's probably getting paid.
Boom. Getting paid. After all these years, my biggest concern with this is now is everybody say, let's not listen to his music. But y'all knew he was with Sparkle's niece, and y'all know he married Aaliyah at
first,
15.
17 years ago.
Boom.
But it was hush then.
But we didn't stop listening to his music.
You know why
then?
We didn't stop listening? Because the white people behind it didn't force us to stop listening to it either. They have a whole campaign called Mute R. Kelly. And that's the white people who's doing that. If the white people would have pushed it back then to stop, we would have stopped. Pissed somebody off on the top of the line.
It's time for him to
and
come down.
And they're exploiting him.
It's time for him to have a seat.
Social assassination is what they're doing to him. That's it.
And if we aren't aware of that at this point, we are just asleep and lost as a lot of us ever before.
Now, don't get us wrong, everybody out there. What he did was very wrong.
It's wrong.
We're not commending it at all. But what we are saying is, why not
17 years ago when you knew he was almost 30 and married a 15-year-old girl and impregnated her? Okay? But nobody said anything when he did that to
Aaliyah. With falsified documents.
Right.
Let's not forget
that part. Falsified documents.
Yeah.
Knew he did it. What's the difference today? That's my only point I'm making. Because Aaliyah was 15 and the other little Sparkle, allegedly, that never come. You know, he wasn't proven guilty.
Her parents was paid off. Only I heard.
She was 15 or younger.
14.
She was 13.
You talking, who we talking about?
Sparkle's
14.
See,
well, she was 12 when he actually
introduced
and also started fondling with her.
But when he pissed on her in the video,
she was 14.
Now, we done watched the video with him pissing on a young girl.
I saw the video.
Me too.
Yes.
But I didn't stop listening to his music. Matter of fact, bought a ticket and went to his concert some years later after he got off.
Yeah. Honestly, I love R. Kelly. I love R. Kelly. I don't like Rob. Let's say
not
that.
Right. We love R. Kelly over here. Holy water help. Yeah. I love R. Kelly, the musician.
The musician.
But we do not like Robert. Or Rob.
We don't like Robert
Kelly.
The pedophile.
The demon.
The sick man. The crazy. The gay boy.
The raper.
We don't like him. The raper.
All of that stuff.
We don't like him because there is a point where you have to separate his music from his personal life. You know what I'm saying? He is a lyrical genius. He makes great music for all of us. With that being said, that's where we as a culture get capitalized and starstruck.
Right.
To where we don't even want to see him doing any wrong. Yeah. And we like, he can't do that. He didn't do that. But he really, really did. But at the end of the day, he is a great musician.
He is. And back to what you say, we as a culture, that's like with these pastors. We can't believe. No, they didn't do that. But they doing.
We blindsided to them.
Yeah.
We don't want to see it. We put them on a pedestal as if they're invincible. And they can do no wrong.
Do
but
no
really,
wrong.
They put one leg, what did they say? Put
one
pants
leg
and leg
on
like
time.
We do.
Yeah.
Just like we do.
Right.
So, I mean, so are we wrong as a culture? Is it us or is it them?
It's us. It's us.
We need to wake
now,
up.
Another thing, they want to somehow, you know, pedophilia, pedophile, rape, molestation, sleeping with young girls, they want to make it a black thing. You notice that.
But it started in the white community.
It started in the white community. Long time ago. So I say this. Yeah, mute R. Kelly. Sitting in a prison, making pay for his crimes, whatever he did. But the masters that raped our ancestors. All those people that had women against their will. We need to go back and get all of them too.
Yeah.
When we gonna go get them?
Yeah, they're not because they're white. But like you said, Holy Water, all this pedophilia, molestation. That's an act that we never indulged in.
Never. It was not a part of our culture at all.
And now that we're doing it, we're being just like them. Mm-hmm. And it's okay.
It's okay. And someone asked me today at the salon.
It's
why
not
do we,
okay, but they feel like
they
it's okay. Because they want us to do those type of things.
They want us to do it. Why do we do these things? I said, this is why we do things. Everything we do is learned behavior.
Absolutely.
Because if you take it back to the beginning, this is not a part of us. We do. None of this stuff exists with
it's
our culture.
It's not a part of our culture.
It's
no.
not.
No.
But when a person doesn't know who they are, then you take on the characteristics of your master. So raping, sleeping with young women, all this started with the white man.
White man. Yeah.
From 400 years ago.
Yeah. For Shit, thousands of years ago. You're okay. Right. Yeah.
You got a big statue of Sam Houston right now on the way. You can't go to Livingston up to the prison or the college and not see these statues.
No.
These monuments of slave masters
that raped our women. Our ancestors. Our grandmother. Our great-great-grandmothers.
At 10, 11, 12, yeah. 13 years old and was pregnant with three and four kids.
Yeah.
Come on now. But okay, we're going to bring it on back. Because everybody don't want to go on that. That's a whole nother podcast.
Absolutely. So, but back to R. Kelly, you know. So how do you feel about the whole, I know we're talking about the whole situation. My question is to you, how do you feel? Will you still buy R. Kelly's music? How do you feel about R. Kelly personally?
Okay, it's hard because, no, I won't buy his music.
Okay.
I won't go to a concert.
Right.
But I will play it on the Pandora.
Right. But you know he's still getting paid.
Okay. Well, if he gonna get paid.
Matter of fact, hold that thought, holy water. You know, of course, his streams has gone up since this.
Because everybody listens.
His downloads have gone up, too, because they're downloading.
Well, I think what people are trying to figure out is, can I hear something about what he did in his music? Because they did allude to the fact that in the documentary.
About
his that everything his he did, he made a song about.
He did.
As he
so,
did
so they're
things,
trying to hear the story
they're trying
behind
to hear the story
music.
Okay. Behind the music.
That makes sense.
So that's what's happening
AJ
now.
But number, your body's tired.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Right. 12 play.
12 play.
You look like you're ready.
You look like you're ready.
Who ready?
And who in the closet?
Right.
Who trapped in the closet? Now he gay. So let's talk about that.
Oh, yes.
So we saw the document. So we saw the documentary, and after that, y'all, we do a lot of research. Right. Holy Water Hell Fire.
Right.
We do. So we find a podcast, Unwind. Unwind, holler at us. Hey, girl, I think you're doing
girl,
a wonderful
Unwind.
Job.
Yeah, she is awesome. I love her.
So she does this interview with one of the alleged victims. We won't call her name. But what she did say, the alleged victim said that R. Kelly, at 16, allegedly, she said he wanted her to put a dildo in his butt.
A 9-inch dildo,
and
y'all.
She asked, was it a butt plug? Was it a regular? She said, no, it was a regular dildo.
9 inches.
9 inches. With no lube.
With no lube.
And that's what he wanted her to do.
She said, he said, here, put it in. And she said, put it in where? Because she was fully clothed, right?
She was fully clothed, right. She was 16.
She said he pulled his pants down, dropped them to his ankles, laid on his back.
Yes.
Cocked his leg up and said, put it in here.
And she put it in.
She said, right there.
And also, with no lube.
With no lube.
And it went in with no problem. Now let me.
Slippity slide.
Now let me tell y'all something. Here I am, a grown woman, okay?
All the way grown.
And I don't care how sage you are, and if you're real sage, the two sage, it's time for you to hang up, okay?
Right. Don't, because it's real life.
At some point in our lives, we have tried to do the back door.
We have tried.
But honey, let me tell you.
My back door don't open.
You can keep on doctor, but you can't get in. And
my
if you do.
My back door got a padlock, y'all. I'm sorry.
I tried it twice.
This ain't about us. Don't get too deep.
I tried it twice. What I'm saying is, if you can take a 9-inch dildo with no lube.
Oh, my God.
My grandmother told me, my grandmother just had this thing when she said, when guys have sex with men, you know, of course, we know, and I just know now from research, that it messes up the muscle, lining.
It breaks the muscle.
Anus.
Yeah.
Girl, they ain't no muscle there. The muscle gone. And that takes multiple times of having sex in that part of your body for that to happen.
With that being said, he probably can't even hold his shit.
Girl can't. He probably wearing the pins.
He has to.
His muscle has to be totally messed gone.
He has no muscle.
And so when she asked the question, she asked the girl that she was interviewing, she said, well, do you think he's gay or bisexual? And she said, he's gay.
Fully fledged gay.
How do you know? Because he's only happy with men. He's happy. He treats them better. He treats women like slaves. He's irritated, angry, upset around them. But rightfully so, because it was a woman
that molested him. The very first time.
And now, you know what that is? It's misdirected anger.
Yeah, it's misdirected anger. Yeah. I definitely agree.
Yeah.
So it's more on the women than men. Yeah.
He hates women.
And she's absolutely right, Holy Water. She did say when men around, he's very happy. He's joking. He's smiling. And when they leave, he's mean. He's
goes
evil. He's a big
steamer.
Monster. She says he even buys men gifts and things like that. And she also said that the only way he can come
is to have it in his rectum.
Is to have something in his rectum. He cannot come regular intercourse with a female. He has to have an object, a dildo, or something inserted in his rectum for him to have an orgasm.
Okay. Now, if that's what he likes, then that's what he likes. And the whole world gay now. So, why would he, and I'm just saying, if you're gay, and it's so easy to come out now, right? It's so easy for people to be gay. Back then, it used to be so a hidden thing. You couldn't tell people.
Well, that's because they put it on the forefront now because they run the world.
Right. So why wouldn't he just come out and go and get with a man? Allegedly, he's been going with this guy, Clyde.
Right, Clyde.
For
who shut his Instagram down.
Shut it down because they outed him.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did the girl, did the girl say she slept with Clyde too?
No, she didn't answer that. She asked the question, did he sleep with Clyde? Because she said, remember, Clyde gave him oral in front of her. Did he sleep with him? She said, you got to buy the book. Now, that's what Miss.
But did she date Clyde? Because she said she used to talk to Clyde.
And Clyde and someone introduced her to Kelly.
Right.
Or Kelly within some
that,
kind of way.
Within that twine.
Yeah, so Clyde out there searching for people, too. He part of the human trafficking. I mean, I just think everybody was under the R. Kelly spell.
Yeah, it's easy to be under R. Kelly spell. It's easy to be under any star spell. And you know what, Paula Water, you don't even have to be a star. You can be a dope dealer with a bunch of money and be under that spell.
They broke with spells.
They broke right now, but back in the day.
I've been under a broke spell.
Okay. Let's be real. A spell is a spell.
A spell is a spell.
Whether it's money or no money at
all.
Right.
I've been under a spell with a brother that had no money. See, that's how cool
it is. But he captures your heart, though.
Yeah, girl, but girl.
I was under my spell with Ned Bro, but I was under a little spell. A little spell.
But women can be easily manipulated.
Yeah. Yeah, you ain't got to have
money. You pull the heartstrings. You don't have to have money.
Yeah,
you
know? They pull on our emotions.
Yeah, and it's a lot of women out there saying, how could they do this? Ask yourself how you still with your husband right now or with your man.
Yeah, who you taking care of?
And
don't come home at night.
I got multiple women. You know we done cheated, but you don't leave. You in a cult.
Yeah, you in a cult. You caught up in a cult. You in the spell. You under spell.
We under spells. And so...
You still
it can happen. Now, this is the other team. Michelle, did you see her? K. Michelle.
No, I saw it, but I didn't see it. I saw it on YouTube, and I was gonna talk about it. What did she have to say?
Well, K. Michelle, remember, years ago, K. Michelle said two people had violated her. One of them was her producer boyfriend.
That beat her.
Nobody believed her. And then it was R. Kelly.
Oh, wow.
Yes, R. Kelly. And remember... During that time when she was going through all that stuff with R. Kelly, they thought she was crazy. Mm-hmm. But what she said is, what you see is not what it is.
No, it's not.
It's an illusion. And if you go against the grain, the people that be, the higher ups, they can damage you in this industry.
They will blackmail you.
They will blackball you.
That's what they're doing to R. Kelly right now.
Blackball you whenever they feel like it. And so they did that to her. And they made her crazy. They made her hard to work with. But she said, R. Kelly told her, ain't nobody going to ever want you but either Michael Jackson or Prince.
Why he said that?
And that's what she was like. They asked her on the show, why did he say that? She was like, I don't know. And then she told him, and they my friends. R. Kelly said that. So was he trying to say that? What he trying to say?
I know that I don't get it.
It didn't make no sense, but she wouldn't go all the way into it. And she came off that show and she did an Instagram post. Hey, K. Michelle, I appreciate your journey, girl. But she did
I love
her journey. She was a black girl that was broken.
Yeah.
Abused.
Broken to pieces.
Beat down.
Used and abused. Yeah.
And nobody would listen to her.
With a wonderful voice.
And everything that she said then is coming out by other people putting it out. But it's nothing wrong with that girl. She
do have a goddamn... The bitch is kind of... Okay, I love you. Don't get me wrong.
She's kind of cuckoo.
Your ass is crazy, though.
She
pop off for nothing.
But after
but
going
yeah.
through everything
but
she went through...
She's real and honest.
Yeah.
I love that.
Who wouldn't be? So she did say that at this time, she will not speak on R. Kelly. She hates what he did to them. She will support the other girls because she understands what that feels like to go through something like that. She wanted them to know that she was there for them. She would reach out to them or they could reach out to her. But at this time, all she wants for R. Kelly to do is get some help. Rob.
Right.
She called him Rob.
Get some help.
Get some help. And she was going to pray for him because we all need to be prayed or delivered from something.
Right, we did.
And that was just a good statement.
Yeah. And I want to say, too, Holy Water, not to interrupt you, but from Holy Water and Hellfire, and you can say your part, too, we sympathize and we apologize for all you victims who have been molested and hurt by R. Kelly. By no means that we condemn this. I cannot stand.
We don't condone.
Exactly. I don't want any woman to have to deal with any type of molestation or pedophilia.
Any type of abuse. Because they even said abuse. He hit them.
So we apologize from Holy Water and Hellfire. We apologize for R. Kelly.
Sincerely
to
apologize.
To each and every one of you.
Yeah, and you know, some people would say, you know, how do y'all take this and talk about it? Well, that's what we do.
Right.
It's Can We Talk. It's a podcast. That's what we do. We talk about the hot topics. They're talking about it on every station.
It's just a conversation.
We're talking about it at church, on the job, in the barbershop.
The kids are talking about
it. I went to Enterprise Rent-A-Car the other day. They were talking about it. We were just talking.
But and also that's social media manipulated too to get us all talking about it, to really redirect us on what's really going on with y'all president.
Not just the president, the governor, the governor Buck.
Two
boys and died in his house.
Pastor John Gray,
and the what's his name?
Who's the
actor? They just dropped the charges.
The one who molested
the girl,
the lady,
yes, and he done did all this little stuff, and they done dropped his charges.
How did they done drop his charges?
We don't know. Ain't nobody paying attention. But I'm researching to find out. So I'm gonna stay tuned to all of
stay
that.
Tuned to all
but
of
see,
that.
That's what they do.
But it's to deflect what's it's really deflect. Going. Deflect us on what's really going on in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what about the two dead boys in the
two dead black boys?
Black boys
in the white man's house.
Black boys
in the white man's house. The governor.
Yes. So anyway, y'all,
that's another topic. Another podcast.
I guess right now we'll go ahead and end this podcast, unless you know Hellfire, you want to say something else. But I do, as a sexual assault victim. I'm not a victim. I'm a survivor now.
Right.
But as a survivor, I would like to say to all of you women, even if you have not been, if it wasn't R. Kelly that did abuse you, if you are in a situation like that or going through something or have been through something like that, get you some help. Tell somebody. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid. The Me Too movement is real. Hashtag Me Too. There's all types of helps and 1-800 numbers that you can call. And I just pray and hope that you guys can get your healing.
Right, and this is help by you guys, and I want to say, I just piggyback on what Holy Water said. You know, like she said, get you some help. If it doesn't feel right, it's not right.
Yeah.
Don't let the money make you a victim to this unhealthy relationship. Money is power, but money is not everything. So if you feel like you're in a situation where you've been abused and used, please, please call somebody and get some help. And girls, if you're still out there with R. Kelly, whoever you are, because I know some of you are still there, go home. Call your mom. Call your dad. Just leave. It's okay. It's okay. Just leave.
Yes. All right, y'all. We're signing off. This is Holy Water.
And this is Hellfire.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now that I'm older and more mature, I realize that was very unhealthy for, you know, as a child.
Right.
And so that's one reason why I feel like the girls are coming out now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you're right, because I have to put myself in those shoes. I didn't tell as a victim. Of course, again, I am a survivor of sexual assault, sexual abuse. I didn't tell at a young age. I didn't tell anyone.
You didn't?
I did not tell anyone until I was 39. Well, an adult in my
why
family.
Why didn't you tell?
I felt that it would be my fault or that they wouldn't believe me. For a lot of reasons, you know, and you know, we're raised on this thing, black families. Mm-hmm. What happened in my house, stay in my house.
Right. Our business is our business.
Yeah, and so we're really told at a young age, don't go back and tell what happens in the house. Because most of us saw abuse in our home before we left outside of the house.
Yeah, but we thought it was normal because it happened in our home and nobody corrected us.
Yeah.
We didn't know any different. Right. So let me ask you this about your sexual abuse. Were you, you said you didn't tell because you felt like it was going to be your fault, but were you getting any type of benefits from it?
Not as a young girl when it happened from a family member, no. But as I got older, I was probably in high school, and the person would hand me money, give me extra money and stuff, you know. And I remember one time in particular, we had a Beaumont fair, and we were at the fair, and my mom, I was buying stuff, you know, had my little money. And even though I felt bad about what was happening, for a young girl to have that kind of money, I got excited.
Yeah, so thinking it was R. Kelly.
Yeah, R. Kelly money. Right. Girl, right. Mm-hmm. So then I understand it. And you just have to really, actually, you have to be in those shoes to understand what a child would go through and what how their mind would think.
Right.
But I didn't go looking for it. They went to it.
Yeah, they went to it because we in a whole life culture, though.
Yeah, they went to it. And so they,
money.
Yeah, so, yeah, but it's crazy, girl. It's so crazy.
They went to it. They went, first of all, he came to him, and they obliged. They didn't go looking for him. He went looking for them. And when he approached them, of course, they accommodated because it's R. Kelly.
Right. Now, this is when you say he approached them. Now, I believe that it wasn't just a cult. I think it was human trafficking. And the reason why I say human trafficking is because when you have young girls being shipped to older men for their pleasures or whatever they do, it was the security that went to the girl and got the girls and brought them back to R. Kelly. He never approached anyone.
No, he didn't.
He sent the number by security. Well, he always passed the number.
One girl said, at the mall, slipped it in her hand. Well, when you say human trafficking, that also means that he was sending them or selling them for somebody else, but they were for his pleasure and nobody else. Well, you saying his team will go get them and bring them in.
So it's not just R. Kelly. It's the whole team.
Us, the whole team. Yeah. And with that being said, I do feel like the whole team should be held accountable for it.
Should be held accountable. R. Kelly and his team.
Right.
At least the adult members. Yeah. Now, today on the news, I saw where they've been wanting to talk to one of his daughters. She made a comment.
I saw that.
She made a statement. And her statement was that, hey, I've been knowing this guy. I lived in a house with him. Right. I lived in a house with him for years, saw what he did. So if the kids saw it, don't you think that the mother saw it too?
Of course the mother saw it. But the mother had a certain lifestyle that she didn't want to let go. R. Kelly was probably paying for the household, even though he wasn't giving her a lot of money. Is this Andrea?
She was being provided for. Andrea's daughter.
Yeah, this is Andrea's daughter. Yeah, she was being provided for.
Let's say, because nobody has seen her. This is just through media outlets saying this is what she said. I didn't actually see her say this herself, but it was a statement that, went across the news.
About the daughter. Yeah, TMZ has it recorded because I saw it on TMZ on the computer. So she actually did say that.
She did. Okay. Wow, it's crazy. And then you have his brother who's now speaking. Now, let me just say this.
So, I haven't seen anything about the brother since the documentary. So, what is he saying?
The brother
the prison brother or the baby brother?
The baby brother. Mm-hmm. Prison brother still in prison and need to stay in prison.
Okay.
Girl, he's prison.
You saw what he said.
I don't see nothing wrong with
my brother. Everybody has a preference. My brother just happened to like younger women. What's wrong with that?
I like older women. You sick. You
your brother like children.
Yes.
Okay.
Your brother like children.
Yeah, cell block G. Spin number 05217. Stay right there.
That goes right back to what we were talking about, the pedophiles too. And they're trying to make that a sexual preference and not illegal.
And they're making it a sickness, an illness.
No, they say it's not an illness. It's a sexual preference. So they wanted to fall under the LGBT community.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Well, the LGBT community runs the world.
They run everything.
They do.
They run the world. Yeah. Not Beyonce. Don't get it twisted. LGBT.
Women don't rule the world.
No.
LGBT.
They rule it.
Yeah.
So he did an interview with Unwind, the same one I sent you with.
She's good.
She's good. She does on the podcast.
The brother
She's
did.
Good. He went on with her, and he goes into saying that the sisters who molested them and went into detail about what she made him do. She told
Eat
me
her
mixed
something.
Ass, hard, and all this stuff.
But the older sister.
Yeah, the older sister.
I wonder where is she right now.
That's what I was wondering. Why she hadn't said anything.
Right, okay. Continue.
But at the time. So he goes into talking about some years ago, said that R. Kelly was a pedophile. Now, the brother in prison say, why he talking? He shouldn't have said a word. But I have to say this. I ain't telling on my sister either.
Yeah.
I ain't telling on my sister.
Yeah. Well, he's probably getting paid.
Boom. Getting paid. After all these years, my biggest concern with this is everybody say, let's not listen to his music. But y'all knew he was with Sparkle's niece, and y'all know he married Aaliyah at 15.
17 years ago.
Boom. But we didn't stop listening to his music.
You know why
then?
We didn't stop listening? Because the white people behind it didn't force us to stop listening to it either. They have a whole campaign called Mute R. Kelly.
And that's
the white people who's doing that. If the white people would have pushed it back then to stop, we would have stopped. He so, pissed somebody off at the, on the top of the line.
It's time for him to
and
come
they're
down.
Exploiting him.
It's time for him social, to have a seat.
Social assassination
That's
is what
it.
They're doing to
That's
him.
That's it. That's it. And if we aren't aware of that at this point, we are just asleep and lost
a lot of us
ever
are.
Before.
Now, don't get us wrong, everybody out there. What he did was very wrong.
It's wrong.
We're not commending it at all.
At all.
But what we are saying is,
why
now?
Not 17 years ago
exactly.
when you knew he was almost 30 and married a 15-year-old girl and impregnated her?
And impregnated her.
Okay? But nobody said anything when he did that to
With
Aaliyah.
Falsified documents.
Right.
Let's not forget
falsified
that part.
Documents.
Yeah.
Knew he did it. What's the difference today? That's my only point I'm making. Because Aaliyah was 15 and the other little Sparkle allegedly that never come, you know, he wasn't proven guilty.
Her parents was paid off. Only I heard
she was
allegedly.
15 or younger.
14.
She was 13.
You
think
who we talking about?
Sparkle
14.
See,
well, she was 12 when he actually
when he
started.
Introduced,
well, yeah, when he introduced and also started fondling with her. At
but
12.
When he pissed on her in the video,
she was 14.
Now, we didn't watch the video with him pissing on a young
I
girl.
I saw the video.
Me too.
Yes.
But I didn't stop listening to his music. Matter of fact, bought a ticket and went to his concert some years later after he got off.
Yeah. Honestly, I love R. Kelly. I love R. Kelly. I don't like Rob. Let's
not
say that.
Right. We love R. Kelly over here. Holy water help. I love R. Kelly, the musician.
The musician.
But we do not like Robert. Or Rob.
We don't like Robert
the
Kelly.
Pedophile,
the pedophile.
The demon.
The
sick man.
The sick man. The crazy. The gay boy.
The raper.
We don't like him. The raper.
All of that stuff.
We don't like him because there is a point where you have to separate his music from his personal life. You know what I'm saying? He is a lyrical genius. He makes great music for all of us. With that being said, that's where we as a culture get capitalized and starstruck.
Right.
To where we don't even want to see him doing any wrong.
Yeah.
And we like, he can't do that. He didn't do that. But he really, really did. But at the end of the day, he is a great musician.
He is. And back to what you say, we as a culture, that's like with these pastors. We can't believe. No, they didn't do that. But they doing.
We blindsided to them.
Yeah.
We don't want to see it. We put them on a pedestal as if they're invincible. And they can do no wrong.
They do
but
no
really,
wrong.
They put one leg, what did it say? Put
one
pants
leg
and leg
on
like
time.
We do.
Yeah.
Just like we do.
Right.
So, I mean, so are we wrong as a culture? Is it us or is it them?
It's us. It's us.
We need to wake
now,
up.
Another thing, they want to somehow, you know, pedophilia, pedophile, rape, molestation, sleeping with young girls. They want to make it a black thing. You notice that.
But
right?
It started in the white community.
It started in the white community. Long time ago. So I say this. Yeah, mute R. Kelly. Sitting in a prison. Make him pay for his crimes. Whatever he did. But the masters that raped our ancestors. All those people that had women against their will. We need to go back and get all of them too.
Yeah.
When we gonna go get them?
Yeah. They're not because they're white. But like you said, Holy Water. All this pedophilia. Molestation. That's an act that we never indulged in.
Never. It was not a part of our culture at all.
And now that we're doing it, we're being just like them. Mm-hmm. And it's okay.
It's okay. And someone asked me today at the salon.
It's
why
not
do we,
okay, but they feel like
they
it's okay. Because
they
want us to do those type of things.
They want us to do it. Why do we do these things? I said, this is why we do things. Everything we do is learned behavior.
Absolutely.
Because if you take it back to the beginning, this is not a part of us. We do none of this stuff exists with
it's
our culture.
It's not a part of our culture.
It's
no.
not.
No.
But when a person doesn't know who they are, then you take on the characteristics of your master. So raping, sleeping with young women, all this started with the white man.
Yeah.
From 400 years ago.
Thousands of years ago. You're
okay.
Right. Yeah.
You got a big statue of Sam Houston right now on the way. You can't go to Livingston up to the prison or the college and not see these statues.
No.
These monuments of slave masters.
That raped our women.
Raped our
ancestors, our grandmother, our great-great-grandmothers.
At 10, 11, 12, 13 years old and was pregnant with
and
three and four kids.
Them. Yeah.
Come on now. But okay, we're going to bring it on back because everybody don't want to go on that. That's a whole nother
podcast. Absolutely.
So,
but back to R. Kelly, you know. So how do you feel about the whole, I mean, I know we're talking about the whole situation. My question is to you, how do you feel? Will you still buy R. Kelly's music? How do you feel about R. Kelly personally?
Okay, it's hard because, no, I won't buy his music.
Okay.
I won't go to a concert.
Right.
But I will play it on the Pandora.
Right. But you know he's still getting paid.
Okay. Well, if he gonna get paid.
Matter of fact, hold that thought, holy water. You know, of course, his streams has gone up since this.
Because everybody listens.
And his downloads have gone up, too, because they're downloading.
Well, I think what people are trying to figure out is, can I hear something about what he did in his music? Because they did allude to the fact that in the documentary.
About
his that everything streams. He did, he made a song about.
He did.
As he
so,
did certain things.
So they're trying to hear the story
behind
the music.
Behind the music.
That makes sense.
So that's what's happening.
Age ain't nothing but a number. Your body's tired.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Right. 12 play.
12 play.
You look like you're ready.
You look like you're ready.
Who ready?
And who in the closet?
Right.
Who trapped in the closet? Now he gay. So let's talk about that.
Oh, yes, yes.
So we saw the document. So we saw the documentary, and after that, y'all, we do a lot of research. Holy Water Hellfire.
Right.
We do. So we find a podcast, Unwind. Unwind, holler at us. Hey, girl, I think you're doing a wonderful job.
Yeah, she is awesome. I love her.
So she does this interview with one of the alleged victims. We won't call her name. But what she did say, the alleged victim said that R. Kelly, at 16, allegedly, she said he wanted her to put a dildo in his butt.
A 9-inch dildo,
and
y'all.
She asked, was it a butt plug? Was it a regular? She said, no, it was a regular dildo.
9 inches.
9 inches. With no lube.
With no lube.
And that's what he wanted her to do.
She said, he said, here, put it in. And she said, put it in where? Because she was fully clothed, right?
She was fully clothed, right. She was 16.
She said he pulled his pants down, dropped them to his ankles, laid on his back.
Yes.
Cocked his leg up and said, put it in here.
And she put it in.
She said, right there.
And also, with no lube.
With no lube.
And it went in with no problem. Now let me.
Slippity slide.
Now let me tell y'all something. Here I am, a grown woman, okay?
All the way grown.
And I don't care how sage you are, and if you're real sage, the two sage, it's time for you to hang up, okay?
Right. Don't, because it's real life.
At some point in our lives, we have tried to do the back door.
We have tried.
But honey, let me tell
my
you.
My back door don't open.
You can keep on talking, but you can't get in. And
my
if you do.
My back door's got a padlock, y'all. I'm sorry.
I tried it twice.
This ain't about us. Don't get too big. But
I tried it twice. But what I'm saying is, if you can take a 9-inch dildo with no lube.
Oh, my God.
My grandmother told me, my grandmother just had this thing when she said when guys have sex with men. You know, of course, we know, and I just know now from research, that it messes up the muscle. The lining.
It breaks
and
the muscle.
Anus.
Yeah.
Girl, they not no muscle there. The muscle gone. And that takes multiple times of having sex in that part of your body for that to happen.
With that being said, he probably can't even hold his shit.
Girl can't. He probably wearing the pins.
He has to.
His muscle has to be totally messed gone.
He has no muscle.
And so when she asked the question, she asked the girl that she was interviewing, she said, well, do you think he's gay or bisexual? And she said, he's gay.
Fully fledged gay.
How do you know? Because he's only happy with men. He's happy. He treats them better. He treats women like slaves. He's irritated, angry, upset around them. But rightfully so, because it was a woman
that molested him. The very first time.
And now, you know what that is? It's misdirected anger.
Yeah, it's misdirected anger. Yeah. I definitely agree.
Yeah.
So it's more on the women than men. Yeah.
He hates women.
And she's absolutely right, Holy Water. She did say when men around, he's very happy. He's joking. He's smiling. And when they leave, he's mean. He's evil. He's a big monster. She says he even buys men gifts and things like that. And she also said that the only way he can come
is to have it in his rectum.
Is to have something in his rectum. He cannot come regular intercourse with a female. He has to have an object, a dildo, or something inserted in his rectum for him to have an orgasm.
Okay. Now, if that's what he likes, then that's what he likes. And the whole world gay now. So, why would he, and I'm just saying, if you're gay, and it's so easy to come out now, right? It's so easy for people to be gay. Back then, it used to be so a hidden thing.
That's because they put it on the forefront now because they run the world.
So why wouldn't he just come out and go and get with a man? Allegedly, he's been going with this guy, Clyde.
Right, Clyde.
For
who shut his Instagram down.
Shut it down because they outed him.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did the girl... Oh, excuse me, guys. Did the girl say she slept with Clyde too?
No, she didn't answer that. She asked the question, did he sleep with Clyde? Because she said, remember, Clyde gave him oral in front of her.
She said,
did he sleep with him? She said, you got to buy the book. Now, that's what Miss.
But did she date Clyde? Because she said she used to talk to Clyde.
And Clyde and someone introduced her to Kelly.
Right.
Or Kelly some kind of way.
Within that twine.
Yeah, so Clyde out there searching for people too. He part of the human trafficking. I mean, I just think everybody was under the R. Kelly spell.
Yeah, it's easy to be under R. Kelly spell. It's easy to be under any star spell. And you know what, Paula Water, you don't even have to be a star. You can be a dope dealer with a bunch of money and under that spell.
They broke with spells.
They broke right now, but
girl,
back in the day.
I've been under a broke spell.
Okay? Because let's be real. A spell is a spell.
A spell is a spell.
Whether it's money or no money at
all. Right. I've been under a spell with a brother that had no money. See, that's how cool it
captures your heart, though.
Yeah, girl, but girl.
My spell wasn't that broke, but I was on the little spell.
With a little money. He had no R. Kelly money.
A little spell.
But women can be easily manipulated.
Yeah. Yeah, you ain't got to have
money. You pull the heartstrings. You don't have to have money.
Yeah,
you know?
They pull on our emotions.
Yeah, and it's a lot of women out there saying, how could they do this? Ask yourself, how you still with your husband right now? Or with your man?
Yeah, who you taking care of?
And
oh, don't come home at night.
And don't come home. I got multiple women. You know
that's
a
spell,
but you don't leave. You in a cult.
Yeah, you in a cult. You caught up in a cult. You in the spell. You under spell.
We
however
under
you
spells.
Want to put it.
And
you
so...
know?
You still it can up. Happen. Now, this is the other team. Michelle, did you see her? K. Michelle.
No, I saw it, but I didn't see it. I saw it on YouTube, and I was gonna talk about it. What did she have to say?
Well, K. Michelle, remember, years ago, K. Michelle said two people had violated her. One of them was her producer boyfriend.
That beat her.
Nobody believed her. And then it was R. Kelly.
Oh, wow.
Yes, R. Kelly. And remember... during that time when she was going through all that stuff with R. Kelly, they thought she was crazy. Mm-hmm. But what she said is, what you see is not what it is.
No,
it's an illusion. And if you go against the grain, the people that be, the higher ups, they can damage you in this industry.
They will blackmail you.
They will blackball you.
That's what they're doing to R. Kelly right now.
Blackball you whenever they feel like it. And so they did that to her. And they made her crazy. They made her hard to work with. But she said, R. Kelly told her, ain't nobody going to ever want you but either Michael Jackson or Prince.
Why he said that?
And that's what she was like. They asked her on the show, why did he say that? She was like, I don't know. And then she told him, and they my friends. R. Kelly said that. So was he trying to say that? What he trying to say?
I know. I don't get it.
It didn't make no sense, but she wouldn't go all the way into it. And she came off that show and she did an Instagram post. Hey, K. Michelle, I appreciate your journey, girl. But she did say...
I like K. Michelle.
I love her journey. She was a black girl that was broken.
Yeah.
Abused.
Broken to pieces.
Beat down.
Used and abused. Yeah.
And nobody would listen to her.
With a wonderful voice.
And everything that she said then is coming out. By other people putting it out. But it's nothing wrong with that girl. She decided,
do have a goddamn... The bitch is kind of... Okay, I love you. Don't get me wrong.
She called her cuckoo.
Your ass is crazy, though.
She
pop off for nothing.
But after going through everything, she's
real and honest.
Yeah.
I love that.
Who wouldn't be? So she did say that at this time, she will not speak on R. Kelly. She hates what he did to them. She will support the other girls because she understands what that feels like to go through something like that. She wanted them to know that she was there for them. She would reach out to them or they could reach out to her. But at this time, all she wants for R. Kelly to do is get some help. Rob.
Right.
She called him Rob.
Get some help.
Get some help. And she was going to pray for him because we all need to be prayed or delivered from something.
Right,
and that was just a good statement.
Yeah. And I want to say, too, Holy Water, not to interrupt you, but from Holy Water and Hellfire, and you can say your part, too, we sympathize and we apologize for all you victims who have been molested and hurt by R. Kelly. By no means that we condemn this. I cannot stand.
We don't condone.
Exactly. I don't want any woman to have to deal with any type of molestation or pedophilia.
Any type of abuse.
Because
they even said abuse. He hit them.
So we apologize from Holy Water and Hellfire. We apologize for R. Kelly.
Sincerely
to
apologize.
To each and every one of you.
Yeah, and you know, some people would say, you know, how do y'all take this and talk about it? Well, that's what we do. Right. It's Can We Talk? It's a podcast. That's what we do. We talk about the hot topics. They're talking about it on every station.
It's just a conversation.
We're talking about it at church, on the job, in the barbershop.
The kids are talking about it.
I went to Enterprise Rent-A-Car the other day. They were talking about it. We were just talking.
But and also, that's social media manipulated, too, to get us all talking about it, to really redirect us on what's really going on with y'all president.
Not just the president, the Governor Buck.
The Governor Buck.
Two boys and died in his house.
Pastor John Gray.
Pastor John Gray and the what's his name? The actor. They just dropped the charges.
The one who molested
the girl,
the lady,
yes, and he done did all this stuff, and they done dropped his charges.
How did they even drop his charges?
We don't know. Ain't nobody paying attention. But I'm researching to find out. So I'm gonna stay tuned to all of that.
Stay tuned to all
but
of
see,
that.
That's what they do.
But it's to deflect deflect us on what's really going on in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But what about the two dead boys in
the two dead black boys?
Black boys
in the white man's house.
Black boys
in the white man's house. The governor.
Yes. So anyway, y'all,
that's another topic. Another podcast.
I guess right now we'll go ahead and end this podcast, unless you know, Hellfire, you want to say something else. But I do, as a sexual assault victim. I'm not a victim. I'm a survivor now.
Right.
But as a survivor, I would like to say to all of you women, even if you or have not been, if it wasn't R. Kelly that did abuse you, if you are in a situation like that or going through something or have been through something like that, get you some help. Tell somebody. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid. The Me Too movement is real. Hashtag Me Too. There's all types of helps and 1-800 numbers that you can call. And I just pray and hope that you guys can get your healing.
Right, and this is Hellfire, you guys, and I want to say, I just piggyback on what Holy Water said. You know, like she said, get you some help. If it doesn't feel right, it's not right. Yeah. Don't let the money make you a victim to this unhealthy relationship. Money is power, but money is not everything. So if you feel like you're in a situation where you've been abused and used, please, please call somebody and get some help. And girls, if you're still out there with R. Kelly, whoever you are, because I know some of you are still there, go home. Call your mom. Call your dad. Just leave. It's okay. It's okay. Just leave.
Yes. All right, y'all. We're signing off. This is Holy Water.
And this is Hellfire.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.